Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is Otto Loos, who has been here all morning.
With the big question of the day.
What's that, Otto?
The big question of the day.
Go ahead.
How many days to Christina's birthday?
Oh! Otto!
Now we got to guess the number. Julian, have any ideas? Rebecca?
I don't even know.
100 and something, you're close. Mm. This is why we should get start call-ins for this.
Yeah, we should.
What's the number?
The number is 149.
Whoa, oh. It's coming fast. It's
Rebecca
coming
was
fast.
Very close on that one. I'm very impressed.
Very, very nice. There and obviously, you've just heard the golden voice. That's Christina Liu from the Christina Liu Show.
Yes. I'm waiting for my cake, though. I didn't get a cake for 149.
149 doesn't get a cake.
Every 7 days, Christina has a chocolate
party. Oh, that's great. I'm all about celebrating, as we all know. So
I learned that. That first month was amazing.
Yes, that's right. It's coming up in 149 days, everybody. So there we go.
What's going on around town after a big Tuesday?
I know. It's been quite the busy week. Everyone knows that Election Day was just this Tuesday. And Supervisor Judy Bosworth was reelected. So she's got, you know, another 2 years. Everything pretty much remains status quo. We have Councilman Peter Zuckerman, Anna Kaplan, and Councilwoman Dina DiGiorgio all were reelected as well.
Perfect.
So, and Charlie Berman.
Right. I think the interesting, not to get politically interesting thing is Judy won by almost 70%.
Yes, absolutely.
Which shows she is the choice of the people. It's not a party, it's a person.
Right.
And Judy is a person, which is, you know, that I have no idea. I'm not a big number person, but that in itself is just...
Absolutely.
You know, showing that she's the woman that these that everybody in the town wants, which is great.
And I think, you know, I mean, as on the show, we are lucky to be able to promote all the amazing programs. And there really has been, you know, especially in recent times, just really innovative programming and different things that, you know, it's without a cost. You know, which I think is amazing, you know, and I think that's what she's done is, you know, reallocate things in different places. I know our own department has done that as well. So it's great without cutting the programs.
Right.
It's really
and she gets credit, I think, with starting the Christina Liu Show.
That's
so
right.
That in itself.
That in itself, I think, is her greatest.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, so congratulations to everyone that, you know, won this go round. We're also having, it's just been jam-packed with things, and I really, and we have Otto Loos, who we talk about every week in regards to Medicare, open enrollment. Mm. Today was our last presentation at the Yes We Can Community Center, but if you have any questions about it, you can call 311 and we'll help you. Otto's got a little tidbit about his journey to the open enrollment.
Open enrollment as Medicare supplement is quite an experience. And you really need to do a lot of self-educating. And if you're not up to speed on the computer, you really need to get help, my opinion. My only other comment that I would make is that you owe it to yourself not to go with a company that called you as a salesperson who represents one company. In the Medigap plan, you have different letters that are plan A, B, whatever, N and F.
Right.
And these plans are consistent no matter what company you go with. So the big difference then comes down to the premium that they charge and the reputation of the company. So you really have to get somebody who is going to be able to give you a good overview and find out where you're at with every company, not just one, in my opinion. Probably some people out there who might not like me saying that, but it's a fact.
Yeah. No, it's
you know.
And, you know, because we always talk, I said Otto is one of our, probably one of the most, you know, savviest Project Independence members that we know. And you know, it was a hard road for him to figure this out. And there's a lot of different pieces to navigate.
Probably spent 12 hours on the phone between on hold and listening to the
show. So we'll just give people Otto's number now and they can call him.
No, but
I love it.
If you want to join Christina Liu for her birthday party, here is her cell phone number.
But I think, you know, in this open enrollment, though, you know, it's you have until December 6th is the date, right? Is it December 6th?
Don't wait until December 6th.
Right, do not,
I've
absolutely. You don't want to wait those 12 hours on December 6th.
Right. You'll be on the phone for hours and hours on hold.
No, absolutely. And, you know, we had on the radio a couple of weeks ago the High Cap, someone from High Cap talking about this. And they're available to sit with you. Yeah, Joe
Mazza.
To sit with you and go over these things. So it's just important. I think you should call 311. One of our social workers will get in touch with you and be able to help you, you know, connect you to the necessary resource. Because, you know, you can be, I mean, Otto was saying the difference in premiums for some of these things is astronomical. And it's really an individual process. So what your neighbor might be doing, you know, is not necessarily going to work for you. It's, it depends on, you know, what different medications you're on and your situation.
Well, I didn't even realize. And Otto explained that it was a couple of weeks ago. The tiering of medication.
Yeah.
That you might say 175 is cheaper than 400. I'm going there. But you might have a 50% copay on a very expensive medication that you have to take for the rest of the year.
Right.
So that $400 could be a much cheaper avenue for you. It's ridiculous, but it could be.
Yeah, and some drugs may not even be where they accept it. It's not on their formulary. And that means that you won't even get paid. You'll have to pay out of pocket altogether.
Oh, wow. I don't know. Okay.
So they have tier 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 4 and 5 are not good. It's very expensive, and you have to find out where your medications are at. There's just a lot of things you really should check out.
It's amazing.
It's very complicated.
I have a client that spends $4,000 a year out of pocket on one medication.
On one medication?
One medication for a stomach. I don't remember the name of it, but and there's no nobody's covering it. There's no alternative. He's on Medicare. It's just, unfortunately, it's acceptable for him. Yeah. But that's not the point. It's not $4,000 a year for one medication.
No, that's why it's important. You know, and this is why I want to encourage people to attend the different, you know, we offer chats and programs on all different topics. We did about four or five of this Medicare enrollment. Like I said, this morning was the last one. But they really, you know, I think it's beneficial because you're in a group of people who have questions that you might not have thought of. So it works for everyone. I know Otto had attended, you know, one of them, so...
Now, if they call 311, they can be directed still to
absolutely,
guidance?
Absolutely, yeah. One of our social workers will get in contact with them, and then they will, you know, put them in touch with the organization that can help them navigate it. So that's what I just encourage everyone to call 311. Another exciting news, I don't know if anyone saw in Newsday yesterday, another initiative that Supervisor Judy Bosworth and our department have been working on for a while now, and it's official, is that there's going to be a caseworker that's devoting from 7 to 10 hours a week for veteran services. And what's huge is that it's not just senior veterans, it's all veterans regardless of any age, which I think is, you know,
astronomical. That's very nice. Right.
It took up almost a whole page as far as the Newsday.
Yeah, it was really, you know, we've been working on this for a while, and what's really amazing about it is that the caseworker is someone who already is a caseworker for Project Independence. We didn't have to hire him, we just reallocated hours,
right?
Which I think was great, and she does amazing work in Project Independence, and she's really excited to. Her name's Gail Sellis. We'll give her a little shout out. But it's going to be...
Gail's from Port Washington, right?
Yes.
Right, okay.
But she will come to, you know, she's going to probably have some time at Clinton G. Martin Park because that's the most central part in New Hyde Park, the park. But she will also do home visits. So you can call 311 now. The service request is live. So you can call and say, you know, I'm a veteran or I'm a spouse of a veteran. And it will be, you know, she'll see. And she's got all her resources. She's been doing a lot of work preparing for this. And I think it should really help because, you know... What we were saying, it's just navigating is so hard. We're not trying to recreate any programs. You know, there's all different, the county provides services, you know, there's all different all over. So we're just there to help you, you know, and stay on top of things.
Right.
Because you fill out a paper, you know, half the times you fill out a form or an application and you need someone to constantly follow up to make sure it doesn't get lost. And that's what she'll do. So
I actually called her.
Otto was first on it.
Newsletter.
Oh, really?
And I did call her because I am a veteran and I have the veteran's card, but I've never used it for anything. So I figured I'm going through this exercise for drugs right now. Mm-hmm. Let me find out what I can do through the VA.
Right.
And I could. The only thing is I didn't really know because you're in different categories, you know, like priority 1, 2,
right,
whatever,
right.
Depending on, I guess... what war you were in or weren't in. And anyhow, long story short, what I asked her basically was what would I have to do to get my medications covered? And she answered the question. Now, I could have tried to do that through the VA and probably gotten there, but it would have taken me a lot more time and energy. And she was able to take my question and got back to me within a short period of time. And, you know, she can cut through the stuff, if you will.
Right.
You know?
And you're not the only one asking that question. So, therefore, she might have an answer already that you researched for somebody else.
Right. And that's what, you know, is great because, like I said, it's literally just in, you know, the baby stages
of
the program. But she's been, you know, she's been gathering material and she's going to connect with the different legions and VFWs around town and just, you know.
Well, you know what this is great also? It's not just for the veteran. It's for the adult child of the veteran because they're trying to get mom and dad some information and they're at work and they're getting dizzy because you can get on hold for a half. Well, you said it yourself, 12 hours on the phone to get your Medicare information.
Yeah, I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah, well, people don't have 12 hours to wait on the phone. Yeah. I mean, during, of course, even 2-week period. It's ridiculous.
Well, that's what, you know, and I think what's great as well is that a lot of times spouses don't realize that they're covered for certain things. Especially with this aid in attendance, it's so underutilized. You can get home health aides covered. I mean, there's major, major things that you might not know. So I think it's great that now you're going to be able to call 311 and Gail will, meet with you or come to your house and go over all these different things, which should be exciting. So call 311 if you're interested, if you know a veteran, if you have any resources, and we'll put you in touch with Gail. So
just a broader question. That's just in the town of North Hempstead?
Town of North Hempstead, okay. Yes. Yeah, town North Hempstead, but it's any age within the town of Hempstead, which is
so. It's sort of like a offshoot of Project Independence, if you will.
Yep.
Because the senior part of it is still Project Independence, but the younger veterans obviously are not in that category at this point in time.
Right.
But a lot of the information would be
common.
Yeah, common.
Yeah, and you know why this worked, because we were really trying to figure out how to do this, is that, you know, the JASA, with our partner, our main human service partner for social work and different casework, is, you know, so they do such a great job in entitlements in general, so they know, you know, a lot of this to begin with. So it's just a perfect fit. I think it worked. It's in perfect time for Veterans Day that's coming up next week, so it's everything was kind of falling into place, which was great.
She should actually hook up with I can't remember his name, Adam, I think, the guy from LIU.
Yes, yep, I sent over his information.
Right.
But yeah, and that's what I think is
very
important.
Knowledgeable.
Oh, the fellow over here, right.
We had him on the show,
right?
About veteran guidance that they provided at LIU Post.
Yeah, I remember him.
Right. But that's what I think is great. And you know, like I said, if people have any resources or are part of an organization, if they can call 311, and I know she's going to be developing a list of all different resources in the town, and so it's great. So definitely call 311. So we like to stress, if there's one thing you could take away, is to call 311.
Right, for all this stuff, because I mean, obviously, Project Independence is going to continue to add services. We were talking about that at the break. I mean, this is not something and they just any township can just start up. This was years in the making.
Absolutely.
So every time something's added to it, it's added to it after a lot of studying was done and you guys found a need someplace.
Right.
And now you filled it in. So 311, it's, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, I want to remind everyone, too, because the town, I don't know if everyone's aware, has a Veterans Advisory Committee as well.
Right,
and this was
too.
Actually one of the things that came out of it that would be a huge need. So then, you know, the veterans. So it's just all these collaborations of different departments and people in the community, I think, is what makes these programs successful. Because we're not just creating programs just to create programs.
Right.
You know, it's programs that actually will make a difference. Which
this is not job creation.
Yes, we don't.
Right,
we definitely
right.
don't
That's
need
it,
to
yeah.
do that. Yeah.
It's not job creation.
We do not need to do that.
It's meeting a need creation.
Absolutely. And that's why, you know, shout out to all of our advisory committees out there, because that's where, you know,
that's the heart and soul.
We learn what really is needed in the community. So,
you know what? Before we keep going, we're going to take our first break. It's quick. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence, and you will be right back.